Now loading.
Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be right back.
to the Arcade Radio Show. So it's our first time back after a couple of weeks. We've had a really busy month in July. Roommates moving in, roommates moving out. Just a lot of moving.
Lots of moving. No Scott Floors, though.
Nope. Yep. Or a champ.
Or chips? What?
We're a champ.
Yes. Champion.
So Arcade Radio Show brings you songs from video games. Sometimes we'll play movie soundtrack songs from the internet, and hopefully a lot of fun facts too. So the first two songs that we started with was Blood Rain, Argentina, the third version of that song. And after that was the arcade theme to Wing Commander from the SNES. So we do sometimes, you know, recently we've been doing some themes for our playlist, and today is no exception. I wonder if our audience can guess our theme today. It's a little hard, but I think we'll tell you probably pretty soon after a couple more songs to see if you can get it. So once again, it began with Blood Rain and Wing Commander.
What could it be?
What? Yeah, what? How could those games have anything in common?
Taxes?
And death?
Getting in trouble with the IRS?
All right, so my fun facts all have to do with the theme of the show today, so I think we'll probably just go right into the next song, which will be from Alone in the Dark, and that is going to be the main song from Alone in the Dark, also called Alone in the Dark.
How magical. True poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hello. So, quick recap. That was Alone in the Dark from the game. Alone in the Dark. Then it was the title theme from the new Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And after that was the title theme from Double Dragon from the NES. So, once again, Julia, we come to the question of the hour. Who do all these games have in common?
Well, I would guess they all have me play vague memories of me playing them, but not remembering anything about the games. Is that the theme?
Could be a sub-theme.
I give up. Tell me. What's the theme?
I'm going to leave you hanging there. I know.
Are you serious?
I get pleasure out of it.
You're sick.
You knew that. So let's play three more songs, and then I think I'll give up.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, man. All right, but we got some nice... looks like we got some back-to-back fighting games coming your way. And then, such a sick song from the new Doom as well.
Doom.
You gotta listen to it. All right, so let's go right back into it. Hello. All right. So that was Guile's theme from Street Fighter 2, followed by The Living Forest from Mortal Kombat 2, and Rip and Tear from the new Doom. And I really have to say, I haven't played Doom yet, but I've been watching Game Grumps play a little bit of it, and it just looks so much fun.
Mm.
Yeah, you said that you really liked the original Doom?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It did make me throw up, so I had to stop, but I thought it was fun.
Because of, like, the shakiness or the core?
Yeah, that GoldenEye and Spyro made me throw up.
Mm.
I throw up a lot, but...
Yeah, I gotta take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just do a quick recap on all the games that we've played songs from so far, and then we'll tell the theme of the show today.
Finally!
Yes. All right, so we had Blood Rain, Wing Commander, Alone in the Dark, Super Mario Brothers, Double Dragon, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and Doom. What do all these games have in common?
Fighting?
Fighting for what is good in life. Close, but they were all adapted into really horrible movies.
Games that were turned into movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I remember Mortal Kombat. God, that was bad.
That was really bad.
Oh, Super Mario Bros. The 90s costumes.
Yep.
The reptile costumes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think out of all the video game movies, Super Mario Bros. Is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I remember
it's still
watching
pretty
it when
bad,
I was a kid.
But yeah, it's a little nostalgic, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the rest of our show will be bringing you just, they keep on making them. You know, I kind of, it was a little disappointing. They haven't made really one good video game movie since they started doing it.
What about the Tomb Raider, that new one? Have you seen it?
The new Tomb Raider movie?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
No.
I don't know anything about it.
I only remember the first one with Angelina Jolie.
Ooh.
Which wasn't super stellar, but at least in my opinion, I don't think it held up well.
Let's see the stars for Tomb Raider. Angelina Jolie. Too bad. Well, you know, it's... half a star.
Half a star. Well...
That's brutal. Half a star.
So, the movie Alone in the Dark was named Worst Film of 2005. by the Stinkers Bad Movie Awards. Isn't that great? I wish I could be on that committee.
What a fantastic organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's something I'd like to be the chairman of.
That's really
of.
Achieving something there. If you're going to make a movie, if it's not going to be the best, you might as well make it the worst.
Yeah. You know, can you imagine being at a party and being, like, holding champagne and everyone's like, so what board are you a part of? Like, oh, well, I'm part of the arts board of the Peabody
Essex. I'm part of the American Film Archives.
And what about you, Heather? What do you do?
Oh, I'm part of the Stinkers Bad Movie Awards. Quite quite renowned.
Oh, quite.
Oh, okay. So here's another interesting fact I found out. So Wing Commander, which was a game on the SNES, it's a little bit before my time, so I never really played it. And the movie, also I never really saw it. It wasn't shown in a lot of theaters because it was really bad. So I don't think I actually had an option to see it when I was growing up. But this was one of the only three films in 1999, or actually before 1999, it may be around 1998, that was released with a theatrical trailer for Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. So this is a really big deal because it's been years. All right, so Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace came out in 1999.
Yep.
And it was a really big deal because it's the first continuation of the Star Wars movie since the original trilogy.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So all the Star Wars fans were freaking out because, like, oh my gosh, it's a new Star Wars. It's been like, you know, maybe like a decade or more since the last movie came out. And there were only three movies that were showing trailers for The Phantom Menace to, like, promote it. So people would come in to Wing Commander. It's, like, stated that people buy tickets to Wing Commander just to watch the trailer and then leave the movie after they watch the trailer just so they can get excited about Star Wars.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's really smart marketing. Like, this is bad.
It's a bad movie, but so we have the Star Wars trailer, so...
Wow, even the trailer rakes it in. You know, that's kind of how I felt about Monkey Bone.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, I walked out of that movie.
That was pretty bad. Ooh. Yeah, I remember that with, oh my God, what's his name?
Brendan Fraser. God, I love that man. I loved him in...
I liked him in Blast from the Past.
Oh, I liked him in the Mummy series.
Yeah. The Mummy series is fun.
Mm. Haku Machete! The rock is the scorpion. Haku Machete.
It's a gem.
It really is.
Oh, also the Super Mario Brothers movie was the first video game movie made, actually.
Really?
So it is very infamous for that reason. It's the first video game adaptation made.
Cool.
So kind of set the bar, I guess, for
the bar's low.
Yeah, bar's pretty low. We really need to step up our game.
Get it?
This is interesting. So the Mortal Kombat movie, the soundtrack for that movie went platinum in less than 2 weeks.
Mm.
So the infamous dun 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 Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. That was part of like our band jams. Like everybody has it in their package for mm-hmm. a pep band.
Everyone's got to learn Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. It's like when they hit the 40th yard line or something, you've got 30 seconds. And so you play that and Hey Ya. But I think that guy got in trouble. So we couldn't play Hey Ya anymore. He's like a diddler or something.
Oh.
Guy that wrote it, yeah.
All right. So let's go right into our next. Wonderful.
Oh, not lineup. Hey Ya, the Hey song. Sorry.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
I was about to say like Outkast.
We need Andre 3000 is a gift
okay,
to us all.
He is. I really like that song.
Sorry, Andre.
So if you recall Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
we got a song from Prince of Persia coming up, and then Tomb Raider, which starred Angelina Jolie in the movie adaptation.
Nefertiti, starring, I don't know, who could play Nefertiti?
I don't know.
Who's a white actress?
Anybody.
Anybody that shouldn't play Nefertiti mm-hmm. is that who they are?
We'll choose Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Wait, yeah. Oh, she's playing. She's getting in a lot of trouble. Who's she playing?
She's playing the main girl from Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell. The Japanese. Yeah. Not even close. Not even close to a jet. Whatever.
Yeah. Leave it. We'll leave politics, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a little irritating. all right. So let's get into the Tower of Dawn from Prince of Persia.
Not even close.
that was Tower of Dawn from Prince of Persia. Jake Gyllenhaal, really? Tomb Raider with Lara Croft. Successful movie, actually. Mm. Probably one of the most successful video game movies to date.
Mm.
Because, you know, this is kind of sad, but also very interesting. So Tomb Raider was the biggest grossing action film with a woman in the lead role. It's only second to Aliens.
Wow.
Starring Sigourney Weaver. So...
To date?
To date. I don't know if that's up to date.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I kind of do believe it. Because I know there's been female secondary characters in action movies, like Mad Max and Furiosa.
Oh, yeah.
To actually have a lead female action star and also to be the most popular, and that title holds to Tomb Raider. I don't know. There's not a lot out there, is there, I guess?
You were the Bechdel test?
Yeah. Do you want to explain it for the audience?
I'm not super up on it, but I know the basic of it is the film passes the test if two female characters have a scene alone together, and I don't know if it's like 30 seconds, and they can go 30 seconds without mentioning the male lead, then it passes.
Yeah, I think it was you have to have at least two female characters. They actually have to have like script names, like they can't be like Coffee Woman A.
Oh,
you know, okay. They actually have to have character names, and they have to have a conversation about something other than a man. And that's how it could pass the Bechdel test.
Oh,
and there's
God,
so many,
dude.
Like, so many movies that just fail.
Oh, my God.
Like, my favorite movies fail that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do these windows open? I wonder if I can just, like, throw myself down.
I think there's a lock. We might have to go to a different building.
Oh. All right. Yeah, we'll go after.
All right. Okay, good.
Okay. We don't want to run out the show.
We'll finish this out. All right. And after that was You're Not Here from Silent Hill 3. Yeah, I don't know. I love Silent Hill, but it was a really not a great movie.
I kind of liked it.
It's sort of like a guilty pleasure a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I haven't really played the games, so I guess I don't... What? I only played a little bit. I'm too scared.
Yeah, I'm a scaredy cat. We went to go see The Conjuring 2 this week.
Oh,
and
yeah. you know, it a lot of jump scares, but it really derailed after a while. I'm just going to say that. No spoilers. Not that anyone should go see.
No. Unofficial review.
Unofficial review.
Unofficial review. Strong beginning. Weak middle. Didn't stick the landing.
And it's like broken neck and like, I don't know. What is it when people do that bar in the gym and then it like goes and they fall and it goes right in their crotch?
Oh, I don't know. I don't exercise, Julie. I don't know.
Do I look like a do gymnastics? Look how low my center of gravity is. I can't jump more than half an inch before the earth rips me back down. Don't go, Julia. It says, don't go. Well, anyways.
Anyways, back on track. So some other songs from video games that were coming up that were also eventually became movie adaptations and some adaptations that are coming in the future. So we got Resident Evil coming up, Hitman, Assassin's Creed, which the trailers are out now. Gotta say, doesn't bode well.
It has a great story.
Yeah.
It has so much potential.
Looks a little silly, though.
Yeah.
The trailers, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be ending with World of Warcraft, which just recently got released. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't really never played World of Warcraft, so I wasn't too interested. Mm. But it didn't also look too... too great to me
no.
as well.
No, it didn't. Leroy Jenkins!
Interestingly enough, World of Warcraft was directed by David Bowie's son.
Huh.
And this has been his major mainstream theatrical release. He's also done other lesser-known movies that won critical acclaim. My favorite has been Moon, which I think you can watch on Netflix. But yeah, so this is like his big first production.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad his dad isn't here to see it.
Yeah, or, well, we'll see how the movie goes. We hold no bars here. All right, let's go to Resident Evil Code Veronica, the theme of Alexia. right, so this has been the Arcade Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed our theme today of video games adapted into movies. I know I had a lot of fun.
Box office smash.
So it's good to be back, and we'll be here again next week at 5 o'clock. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next, we have Alex from The Desperate Hours, who will be on from 6 to 8. And after that, I don't believe Danny from The Lounge is coming in, but stay tuned.